maybe related, just a reflection in part from our conversation, and my own sort of experimenting, sort of the tendency to, reflecting on freedom from as opposed to freedom within, meaning like sometimes there's, it feels like there's sort of a secret hope that these thoughts will just sort of go away, right, and sort of vibhavatana, as opposed to, I'm thinking of freedom within, meaning more releasing the identification with painful thoughts or difficult thoughts. I'm just sort of letting them come as a painful thought, letting them go, no big problem, not acting on them.
Yeah.
And I feel sometimes like this sort of, just this sort of secret hope, right, that just the hindrances will just sort of go away and die.
Yeah.
And that seems to be itself a little bit wrong view.
It sets you up for more dukkha. And one of the things that Ajahn Chah used to use, or as a tool, looking at all sorts of things. Looking at experience, whether it's pleasant or it's unpleasant or it's scattered or it's peaceful, and just being able to look at it, you're saying, just that much. It's only that. And Thai, I said, cannot. It's only a little thing. Because we tend, like our thoughts tend to sort of turn into such big deals. That's probably because we're the ones who are thinking. it's just not a big deal. and it's not, and you say, dismissive in the sense of trying to annihilate it, but it's sort of like dismissive in the sense of it's just putting it in perspective. You're not such a big deal. You're just a thought. and that's really helpful.